Revelation chapter 8. And when he broke open the seventh seal, there followed a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them, and another angel having a golden incense censer came and stood by the altar. Then a large quantity of incense was given to him, so that he could offer it together with the prayers of all those set apart for God upon the golden altar, which was in front of the throne. And the smoke of the incense from the angel's hand, together with the prayers of those set apart ones, ascended before God. Then the angel took the incense censer, and filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it onto the earth. And it caused noises, thunder, lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first sounded, and it caused hail and fire mingled with blood, which were thrown down onto the earth. And one third of the earth was burned up, including one third of the trees and all green vegetation. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a huge mountain burning with fire was thrown down into the sea, and one third of the sea became like blood. One third of the living creatures which were in the sea died, and one third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, and a large star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is called Wormwood. One third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it became bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and one third of the sun was struck along with one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, so that they will give one third less light. Consequently, the daylight will be one third less bright, and the night sky also. And I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in midair, crying out with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who live on the earth because of the sounding of the trumpets of the other three angels, who will yet sound." This is the end of Revelation chapter 8. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.